This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. After years of slow growth, more home developers are turning their sights to Pueblo. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports the potential for new housing is expanding.
The Pueblo City Planning Department is working with developers on projects that, once approved, could create nearly 1,700 new dwelling units. That's more than double what the city has seen in any year since 2003. City planners also say more out-of-town developers are buying up properties, and that could lead to larger-scale developments in the future. Preliminary discussions are in the works about projects that could total an additional 6,000 single-family homes or apartment units. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
A jury has awarded a $9 million judgment against a fertility doctor in Western Colorado who used his own sperm instead of anonymous donors to impregnate patients. The Denver Post reports the suit was brought by three families, but the doctor is accused of fathering far more children. Colorado lawmakers are considering a bill to do away with anonymous sperm and egg donation in the future. An amusement park in Glenwood Springs is adding additional training for employees and new safety measures after a child died on a ride there last year. Here's CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg.
Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park says riders on the haunted mine drop will now be surrounded by an enclosure, and the ride will have additional computer-monitored restraints. Wangel Estefanos was 6 years old when she fell 110 feet from the ride after not being strapped in by ride operators. The park is set to open its rides next week, but it has not set an opening date for the mine drop. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.